Welcome back to the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1, your home for ultimate classic rock. We got the gunsmith, Jonathan Smith. He's Woo-hoo! Right over here. We got Eric from Williams Gunsight Company. He's right
hello,
over there.
Hello.
Hey.
And this segment is brought to you by Tri-County Roofing. We're going to talk about new bullets. This segment is brought to you, though, by Tri-County Roofing.
That's right. Tri-County Roofing's been in business since 1971 and doing good things ever since. They specialize in a low pitch and flat pitch roofs. And you can get them out to your place by just giving them a call, 810-732-7740. But they do all roofs. Don't be alarmed because of the low pitch and flat pitch roof segue. That's just some of their specialties. But they do full houses and restorations on roofs. They can completely rebuild your roof system for you. So get a hold of Tim as soon as you can.
Do it
get
as soon
on
as
the
you
list.
Can because, yeah.
They get booked. They get booked and they're months out. And
even next year, they're taking jobs
for
next year,
year
too. Yep. So get in there, get on the list. If you got an emergency, you need something done, call them, see if they can get you in still this year. But don't wait because they are busy.
That's right. And make sure you tell them you heard about them on the Gunsmith Show. We'd sure appreciate it. And as always, we like to always blow our own horn a little bit. Go to thegss.com, and you can listen to these shows anytime you want to. And through our website, go to the past shows, and you can pull up anyone you want by topic and listen to them whenever you want to. Now, today, we are honored to have Eric in from Williams Gunsight.
Well, thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here, buddy. You've been a good friend and a confidant there at Williams for years now. And you've been there, what, 9 or 7?
8. This November will be 8.
I beat right around the bush. I knew I was close.
Surrounded it.
I surrounded it. That's how I hunt, too. You know, I surround them.
Accuracy through volume.
There you go.
Spray and pray, otherwise known as.
No, I don't do much of that.
He doesn't do that at all.
No, I'm not.
Kind of a marksman.
I can shoot, but anyway.
Was that a Ducks Unlimited thing where you and Jacob came in like 1 and 2? Was it Ducks Unlimited?
No, that was at... That was at the NRA convention in Orlando.
So there were some other decent shooters.
That was with the Mantis X, the electronic sighting system.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, I suppose at a conference, it's probably not a good idea to be shooting.
Well, no, it was electronic.
That's what I mean.
But yeah, but they say
live
it's,
bullets though. Probably
it was AR-15s and a lot of fun, and they are fun, and it's cheap.
Were you guys 1 and 2?
Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
And, who was number one?
I was number one at first.
At first.
And he got in there so close and it's like, and then actually we tied. So it wasn't number one and number two. We were 1 and 1. So we were
both winners.
We shared. And
everyone gets a trophy.
But everybody says that about Jake. I just put his birthday pictures on Facebook and people from my high school. I've been out of high school for 40 years. And they're like, oh, my God, does your son look just like you? You know, I knew it was your son. And it's very, very true. So but we have a lot of fun together. And shooting has always been a competition. It used to be simple. He was frustrated and I was good. Now I'm frustrated because he's good. So it's all good, you know, in the long run. So, Eric, tell us a little bit about what's going on at Williams. What is this big sale today?
So we're doing a hour by hour giveaway. Yeah. Starts at 11, I believe, and goes till 5.
Yeah. First giveaway is 11 o'clock. Yeah, that's what it says.
First giveaway is going to be a CZ. We have a Hollow Sun Optics. We're giving away Winchester. Wow.
Ruger American Rifle and 308. Yep.
Tactical Shotgun.
That's at Orthos.
Yeah. Benelli M4, pretty much. They're decent guns. So
yeah.
Lots to give away. T-Burgers is going to be there, a catering truck, so it's going to be a good day.
It's always a good day.
Yep,
I was there last year. I was there last year. It was a lot of fun.
And you're open 10 to 6 every day, so Saturday 10 to 6. Giveaways start at 11, and they go through 5 o'clock. You're going to be giving away a ton of stuff.
And you have to be in the building to win,
must
so make
present.
Sure you stick around, you know.
Some of my DNA's there, you know, because I have
that's,
a lot of guns.
That 400 Legend Savage, I think,
I wish you
is
would
like,
say that. Every week he says this, Eric, and it's a little
it
bit.
It misses you. You got to come by him.
I know. I need to just take it home with me is what I need.
He misses you.
There's one gun that I fondle every week when I go to Williams Dan. So it's just
DNA and fondle. John!
He's drinking coffee. I was trying to see if I could make come out his nose on this Saturday morning.
I pulled
morning.
It away pretty quickly.
Yeah, you did. You straightened up quickly. So, so I'm excited. It's always a great time at Williams, and it's just the camaraderie. I wish I was selling raffle tickets on the front door on a day like today, sir. And it's just the way it should be. But we'll get out there. You get out there, too. Remember, they're on Lapeer Road, just west of Irish in Davison. Now, we're going to talk about it again later in the show, but I want to talk about some new things on the market. You know, there's constantly new ammunition, new cartridges coming out, but I seldom talk about brand new bullets on the market.
That's the projectile.
The projectile, the part that actually flies. You know, when a liberal draws pictures in their newspaper articles, it always shows the cartridge, the brass case going with it.
Yeah,
you know?
The whole thing comes out of the barrel.
Yeah, the whole thing goes out the barrel. So we always get a kick out of that and go, yeah, that's like, you know, when a guy's got a double barrel shotgun and he shoots 11 times out of it, you know, in a movie.
Yeah, so Evil Dead, he's just rocking away with that double
it's
barrel.
It's like, is there no justice? But anyways, Hornady has come out with a new copper alloy expanding bullet called the CX bullet. And it's pretty exciting. Whenever we get these all copper bullets, I like them because I've been working with Liberty for years and Liberty Turn Components, and they do a lot of these copper bullets for all the big gun manufacturers. So these might be made right here in Michigan. Basically name your caliber and they're making a bullet for it. And these are copper alloy expanding bullets. They have a plastic tip. So the plastic tip forces it to mushroom out. But in a lot of states now, I know I got friends in Minnesota and friends in Colorado that tell me they're not allowing lead bullets anymore.
No, California, you know? The Hornady CX, there's a little shape of California on the bottom right thing of the...
On the box.
On the box,
yeah, showing
yeah.
It's good for California. We used to just look at a box of shells.
Yeah.
And we were talking about this last week, too, about how picking the right shells, how important it is, knowing what you've got, knowing the ballistics and everything, what the limitations of that bullet
are. There
are
a lot of deer 2 miles away with match bullets in them.
Yeah. We were, you know, you used to look at a box, if it had a deer in the corner, yeah, that'll do.
That's
you know?
Me.
Then I started reading it more and then knowing how my gun shoots and paying attention, and it makes a big difference. So the ballistic coefficients of these bullets are phenomenal. Especially, one that really impressed me, as it goes through the calibers, I mean, it starts at 224, which is for all your 22 250s and 223s and Valkyries and all that. 50 and 70 grain bullets, all copper, which is great. They will expand. Just hit some bone and they'll open up. 6mm, 25 caliber, which is 257. Very good choices in these bullet weight wise. I load a lot of 223, a lot of 243. I don't do a lot in 257. But it's so similar to the others that I do load because I load 6mm and 6.5.
So what about like the weirdos like me for their 311, 303 Brits and their 323s?
You just keep talking weirdo. But all right. Now, you can cast those and put gas checks on them.
Yeah.
So that's, and then drill them out yourself, make your own hollow points. But the 270... What I know, I was looking through all the ballistic coefficients on these, and the BC factor on at 130 grain 270 just impressed me. And I got a buddy that's actually the sponsor of the show that is hooked on this segment of the show, Tim, is hooked on 130 grain 270s. He thinks he can do anything with it, and he proves me right every year. He proves himself right. He knocks a lot of deer down with his 270. And... he always uses 130 grain, but he uses core locks. So I thought, well, maybe for Christmas I'll buy a box of these for him and make them.
I think my dad's been using the same box of 270 core locks since I was like in elementary school.
Well, I used to go to, you know, any store I went into, if they had 130 core locks, I'd call him, yes, buy them for me, buy them for me. And so I know he's got them stockpiled. But, you know, when you only use two a year and you got two deer in the freezer, you know, that's the way it goes. So he started to shoot a little more. So I think I'll get him some of these, but might be an upgrade from the core locks because I still like Remington ammunition. I just Remington's gone through so much in the past 4 or 5 years that I'm not sure what to think right now. So I need to get out and shoot some more and check it out. But I'm sure it's still good products.
I've shot some of the new core lock through like my 1917 Enfield and stuff like that. And it groups just like it ever did.
You're shooting like 150s or something through it?
Little, you know, you don't want to run 220s through a 112-year-old rifle.
No, I just loaded a bunch of 220s. But I loaded them in my 300 Whisper. So I loaded subsonic rounds for my Whisper. I shot some the other day, and it's like, oh, that's nice and quiet.
Yeah.
220 grain round nose, you know, just big thumpers, you know, and soft point round
it's like
nose.
Like shooting a crayon.
It's, yeah, but pretty darn good penetration.
Oh,
good
yeah.
Mushroom. It was in quiet.
Ooh, I have friends nice who quiet. Load up some pretty heavy duty 300s, you know, subsonics, and they hit like a house.
Yeah, they do. That's a freight train hitting. So lots of fun. So as you can tell, I do reload a lot. And I actually woke up this morning, went right into my reloading room and reloaded some 44 Magnums for this year's deer season. And I'm loading some silver tip hollow points right now, 210 grain with H110 powder. So it's a good round.
H110 will do a lot.
Yeah.
If you find it and you're getting started, that's a good one to...
Yeah.
Get a few bottles of them. People get, you know, kind of intimidated by reloading, but I just tell people, if you can make brownies from instructions, you can reload.
Yeah, no kidding. As long as you pay attention and you don't play games with the scale, you know,
yeah.
Trust what the book says and do it. For years, I've been loading 44 Magnums for about 30 years, 35 years or so, and lots of fun. And what I do is I load some for rifle and some for pistol.
Yep.
And all the ones for rifle, I black out the end of it. With a Sharpie so
yep.
that I can look at it and know it's for rifle only. That way I never screw up and put one of those monsters in a handgun and blow up a nice Smith & Wesson handgun. But in the rifles, they can handle a lot more pressure. So you can squeeze a lot out of a rifle in 44 Magnum and 357 Magnum. I do the same thing with 357s. My rifle-only loads are blackened on the end. So So lots of good in the CX line, this copper alloy expanding, it's exciting. Lots of good bullets coming out, even in 375 and 338 and a lot in 30 caliber and 7mm. And just so you know, Sierra's come out with a new one that I got to order. 6.5 caliber and 107 grain hollow point boat tail. That will be flying out of my 6.5 Grendel soon.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a good one.
I'm actually building a Grendel. That's going to be a fun one.
Good. Good. Welcome to the club.
Hey.
They are a lot of fun.
It's not a bolt action, so I'm going to have to figure out what to do. But
oh, it's
I'm kidding.
Yeah. You got to read the instructions on that yeah. one, Eric. Well, thanks, buddy. And let's go to commercial break. We'll be back with more in just a second.
It's the Gunsmith Show right here on US 103.1. Back right after this.